do you evaluate your two rookie safeties at this point in camp?
They're doing an outstanding job. Talked about them before. You know, they pick up everything easily. They don't make a lot of mistakes. And then when they do make mistakes, they correct it. So they've been doing an outstanding job for us.
Have you gotten on them a decent amount of times?
Yeah, I get on all the players. I believe in coaching them hard, and I coach everyone from one to the last one. I coach them as hard as I can, trying to get them prepared, you know, for this game, because it's a tough game when you go out there.
Are they ready for what's to come in a few weeks?
Yes, they're ready. Just like anything in life, you know, you got to be thrown in the fire. And they're prepared. We're preparing them right now, and they'll go out there and do their best.
Are you obviously been around rookie safeties before. Would you say they're ahead of the curve where they should be?
They're right where they should be. All right. I mean, there's certain things they obviously haven't seen. Different teams gonna give them different formation, different plays, but they're right where they need to be.
What are your impressions of Justin Burris and how his camp has gone?
Justin is progressing. He's challenging every day. He's a physical corner. He's getting better. And, you know, he's taking the techniques that I'm asking him to do and trying to imply them and put it on the grass, and he's doing a good job.
How is Dexter, Ben? I mean, to us, you know, it seems like he's...
Dexter's working just like all of them. He came in here in great shape. He's running around. Like I said, he's taking the techniques and fundamentals that we talk about every day, and he's putting it on the field. And he's getting some good results, but he's just like everybody else. He's coming in here to work, and he's challenging.
Denard, what has surprised you the most about May? I mean, he seems like he's got an ability to play near the line, and obviously that, you know, 15, 20 yards off the line.
He's a versatile player. That's the biggest thing. He can run. He can key and diagnose. And when he sees it, he's not afraid to go make a play.
How important for these two guys is Saturday? You know, it's a third game where they're probably going to see some schemes that might be similar to the regular season. How important of an experience do you think that is?
You know,
for them?
All I ask them to do is play like they practice, because they come out here and work every day, and the stuff they do in practice, it'll carry over. You know, when you ask them to do more than that, they put too much pressure on themselves. So I just want them to come out here and be themselves and do what they do every day on Saturday.
What do you see from Darrell Roberts, and how has he progressed since the spring?
Darrell is getting better every day. Like I say, all the guys are working. I'm proud of all their work ethic. Darrell has been a guy that's progressed, and he's starting to put his hands on balls and make plays.
Darrell, how mindful do you have to be of Mo's injury history?
Oh, the injury stuff, y'all could talk to Coach Bowles about that. I'm not getting into anybody's injuries. When they're on the field, they're playing.
Well, I mean, just in terms of how you deal with him in practice.
I coach him just like I coach everybody else.
Has anything surprised you about Marcus or Sergio?
No, not at all.
How do you evaluate Adams and May's progression throughout training camp in terms of that rookie curve?
Well, they're stacking days, you know, and every day they learn something. I tell them every day is an interview, and every day they come out here, they interview well. They're getting better.
When you say they're ready, what makes you say that? What makes you feel like?
Just the way they grasp the defense, just the way they pick up everything. When you game plan, they understand it. And then they go out and execute. So that's their progression. I can see it every day.
Is there any concern at all about overloading them with information, or do you want to do that so they can kind of pick and you can figure out what they need to know?
Those guys can handle as much as you put on their plate. They're good at picking it up. And if we have to scale back, we scale back. But they're doing an outstanding job. They have no limitations of learning.
Who's better?
From Coach Bowles.
Who's better?
I won't answer that. They're both very good.